If he were writing today, Brazilian novelist Joaquim Maria Machado might take on the mayor and meteorologist in Rio. In 19th century Brazil, Machado was a prolific writer and seen in some corners as a peer to Colombia's Gabriel Garcia Marquez. In addition, his writing is often seen as self-conscious in a way that would make theorists of literature sit up and take notice today. One of the novelist's prized books was reissued, and Bill Marx took a look between the pages. He has our review of Esau and Jacob.
A mulatto afflicted with epilepsy, Machado wrote his way out of poverty and into Brazilian middle-class respectability. In his novel, Esau and Jacob, Machado draws on soap opera and farce to examine the absurdity of extremes, rich and poor, freedom and fate, black and non-black, illusion and reality. The story revolves around identical twins named Paulo and Pedro. Paulo is a lawyer and an unquestioning conservative. Pedro is a doctor and an unwavering liberal. A fortune teller reveals to the boy's wealthy parents that the twins are destined for greatness. But success never arrives. The personalities of Pedro and Paulo cancel each other out. The pair share only one thing, besides their disdain for each other, a love for the beautiful Flora. Flora can't make up her mind between the two guys. She dreams of squishing them together.
Everything gets mixed up in half-light. That would be the cause of the fusion of the two figures, which from two became just one. Flora, not having seen either one leave, could hardly believe they were now just one person. But she ended up believing it, mostly because this single, solitary person seemed to complete her internally, better than either one had done separately.
Esau and Jacob is a book about a romance that can't happen, a tragedy in a society dedicated to wealth and happiness. For Machado, the comedy lies in the culture's casual acceptance of schizophrenia. The book even has two narrators. One is a retired diplomat who looks with sympathetic bemusement at Flora's predicament. As for the other storyteller, the reader isn't sure who he or she is. This narrator slings playful comments to the reader.
The attentive reader, truly ruminant, has four stomachs in his brain, and through them he passes the facts and deeds back and forth until he deduces the truth which was or seemed to be hidden.
Esau and Jacob is worth putting on our plate now. The novel is a genial yet wryly savage satire about the birth pangs of a new century. Cultural and political opponents demonize each other. Opportunists play each side against the other. Esau and Jacob argues for the value of uncertainty in an age of dueling dogmas. It's vital reading for those who have the bellies for it.
Reviewer Bill Marx contributes to member station WBUR in Boston. He reviewed the novel Esau and Jacob by Joaquim Maria Machado.